What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I always remember that because that is the way it goes around. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Everybody knows that. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Now, we have constantly let ourselves into the idea that we're special. And we're number one. And we're the most beautiful people on earth. We're the most wonderful people on earth. We're the most special people on earth. And we really, hey, you said I should be able to do anything I want to do. Hey, you said I should do. That's true. That's true. We gave universal concepts to all of you from time to time. But the thing is, if you don't apply it and in your own mind be worthy of it, you will not be experiencing it outer. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. In other words, if the goose can walk around and be a happy bird, the gander can walk around and be a happy bird. If the goose feels that it wants to pick on the gander, and she wants to tell the gander how to live and how to act and how to do, the gander is soon going to ignore the goose and go off on its own way. This is how we are in life, too. When we're told too often to do things by other people, we don't do it. What's the best teaching method that we know of? Ellen, have you any idea?
To live it as an example.
Exactly. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if we live it, we shouldn't be surprised that other people live it too. Other people look at us and they say, oh, so you go around with your nose up in the air, you know. So we're going to go around with our nose up in the air. And then you get up unhappy with them because they got the nose up in the air because they feel superior. Ah, they feel superior. Do you think Mozart ever felt he was a superior pianist or violinist to anybody else? You think he thought he was a greater composer than anybody else? He knew his music was good because he got it from a good source within himself. And he was perfectly content. He didn't need praise from anybody else. He didn't need the goose and gander stuff because he lived it. Now, how did he live it? How did Mozart live the beautiful music that he wrote? He listened. He listened. Now, how often do you take time, do I take time to listen within? To listen what the divine tells me and the direction the divine tells me to go. How often do you listen, Ellen?
Always.
Good. And what do you hear?
I don't know.
You hear what you are doing is right.
All right.
Is that correct?
Okay.
I hope so, kiss a pig. Yes, you hear what you are doing is right. What do you hear, Anita?
I hear what I'm doing is right.
That's a good answer. Don't fight it. Mm-hmm. Now, you hear what you're doing is right. And that's why you do what you do. Because you think it's right. Because you think it is good. Now, if Mozart didn't feel that the music he was getting was good, he wouldn't copy it down. He wouldn't copy it down. Why did his nemesis try to steal his music? Why?
They didn't.
He did. His nemesis tried to steal his music. The guy who was on the king's council for the music and stuff like that. He tried to steal Mozart's music. But the thing is, he didn't have any sensitivity to produce music like that. It was music which was not his nature to create. Mm-hmm. And you see, as long as he tried to copy Mozart, as long as he tried to claim his work for his, the court wouldn't really get along. And he lived a very unhappy life because he lived a lie. Now, was he a basically good musician? Yeah. Could he play all the instruments? Yeah. Could he write music? Yeah. Did he get on the court of the king because he was good at writing music? Yeah. Why then did he try to copy Mozart? Because he felt Mozart was so much superior to him, so great. Now, why don't you, this is Ellen does this all the time. Ellen says, I want to shop at May Company. I want to go to, what's the name of the other?
Trader Joe's.
I want to go to Trader Joe's. I want to go, what other clothing store?
Our club or clothing store, I don't know. Macy, Sears. Sears, I don't know.
In Fashion Valley.
Kiko.
Kiko. But what does Ellen want to do? Ellen doesn't want to create the music herself. She wants to go to stores she knows have the value clothing that she appreciates, has the style she appreciates, and they have it available now. And so she goes in there and zoom! Whatever she looks at, whatever she's drawn to look at is her choice, is her style. Now, she doesn't think that she's going to go into the second-hand shop and find it. You could. But she feels she goes into Macy's and finds it. And because she goes into Macy's, because she goes into the quality stores to find what she wants, she's always pleased. In the many years that I have known Ellen here on the ranch, 30 years or better, in the many years that she's been, I only remember once or twice when she didn't like something she bought. And when she didn't like something she bought, she bought it because the clerk said it was looking good on you, or somebody else said it was good, you didn't go into the dressing room and put it on yourself and stand there for a moment and look in the mirror and say, is every aspect of this garment designed for my body? You know, you listen to the clerk, and the clerk wants to sell it, and they want to sell what they have. So you don't ask the clerk. You ask yourself. You're the best judge of what is the highest and the best for you. You're the gander, and you're the goose. You're both. You know exactly what is right for you, and you go and do it. Now, we take Anita into the store, and we say, Anita, what do you want to buy? She says, no, thank you. No, thank you? We're taking you in the store. What do you want to buy? And Anita says, this is not the store that has the things that I want to buy. My style of clothing is a little different from somebody else. I like what I like. I like the clothing that represents my body, my personality, my life. And so I buy it. And lo and behold, it's the quality of clothing she wants at the price that she wants to pay. Every time. And sometimes it's even better than she wanted to pay. The quality was even superior to what she had hoped for. But why? Because she listened within. Like Ellen, these 30 years, she's listened within and always bought clothing that was complementary to her figure, complementary to her body, complementary to who she was. And she'd get fat, she'd get thin, she'd get tall, she'd get whatever. And whatever game she was playing, the clothing fit her perfectly. Now, we watched the last holiday, and Queen Latifah.
Make me international.
She says, she's a rather chubby woman, and tall and stately and so forth. And she went into the finest clothing store in the place where she was. And she said, make me international. And the girls said to her, oh my God, this is a real test, a real test. But every piece of clothing she put on,
gorgeous,
made her just look magnificent. But she wore it with stature. Great. She wore it with pride. She wore it with... Now, can anyone do that?
Yes.
Yes. But are they trained to do it?
No.
Because what reason, Anita? Why can most people not do that? Because they don't...
It's about liking oneself.
Exactly. They don't like themselves. If you don't like yourself, no matter what you put on, you're going to look crummy. And sometimes you try to hide things by clothing that you wear. And when you try to hide something, forget it. Have something that just flows with you. And you're not having a body that's fat or thin for somebody else. You're doing it for yourself. You're not having wonderful things happen about you for yourself. You're doing it yourself. Now, Ruby, our beautiful dog. We got her, and she was 66 pounds. And that was 66, 67, something like that, 66. So, and then we had her now, how many weeks? 2 or 3 weeks?
Oh, a month at least.
Okay, we've had her about a month. And in that month, now what is she down to? She's down to?
62.
62 pounds. We feed her a normal amount of mealtime. She does not beg for food.
No.
She's never been trained to do that. She takes the food she gets and delights in it. I give her a beef jerky in the morning before we take our walk, and that's all. That's the only treat I give her, other than lots of loving and petting. You know. Mm. Yeah. Is she gorgeous?
Yes.
Is she acting more and more stately, more and more honorably, more and more good? Now, Anita read up on Ruby's lineage, and in that writing, there were some things that were negative. And so she said, don't read these negative things, because that's not who Ruby is. Ruby is the most positive, gentle, loving being that could be. Ruby loves dogs, loves children, loves everything. And it's true. And she loves it. Now, the gladiators of this world, who are they? The fighters.
The boxers.
The fighters. They. Oh. When people go and become a member of another country's army, they're paid to be a soldier with that army. And as they do that, what do? They build up their muscles. They build up their body. They build up their attitude. They build it up so they cannot be hurt. They cannot, they love tension. Now, those are human beings. And because of that, they should be, all human beings should be restricted from doing things. True?
No.
No. Just because the dog's history had a few tough things in it, it should be restricted from today. But the dog doesn't remember yesterday. The dog may have built into their gene structure some of the attitudes, but so now we plant in their gene structure new attitudes. You're a gentle girl. You're a gentle girl. You're a gentle girl. Everything you do is gentle. You're loving. You're loving. And Sylvia, Anita goes up to Ruby and says, holds her hands up, says, now that's enough. Gentle. Sit down. And she just sort of flops down. Now, is that an aggressive dog? No. Is that an angry dog? No. Is that a dog that you don't want around? No. That's a dog you want around. Some dogs are just a little bit lively, what do you call them? Hyperactive, you know. And when they're hyperactive, you say, oh, I don't want a hyperactive dog. Well, you're hyperactive. Or else you wouldn't even talk to a hyperactive dog. Mm. If you were gentle in yourself, it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, you know. If you were gentle in yourself, what would you do? What would you do?
Same thing, you put your head.
You just beat
down it goes.
And you put your hands out there and say, there, there, there. I knelt down next to this Doberman Pinscher who was coming at me out in the field. And I said, well, sweetheart, what are you up to? And her tail was wagging 100 miles an hour. But before, until I said that, she was on total alert. And when I said, how are you doing, sweetheart? You know, when we take charge of any attitude in our life, which may have been our past, which we may have done before, when we take charge of it, this is why we're looking for the redeeming qualities of people, of life. We're looking for the redeeming qualities of all. And when we look for the redeeming qualities, Ellen, what happens?
We only see that.
We see that. We find that there. When we look for a beautiful being, what do we find, Anita?
A beautiful being.
And it was there?
All the time.
All the time. And so, are we the goose or the gander? We're both. And What's good for one is good for the other. And if anything is not good for one or the other, just forget it as though it never happens, never part of your world, never part of your life, because like a dog, they live in the moment. In the moment. And now here I am giving a very good talk and a very sound talk. And what happens? Ruby is sound asleep and snoring. Perfectly content.
Yeah.
She knows she is loved.
Yeah.
And when you know you're loved, then the only thing you'll do is be good and have fun. So, what do you think of that? Hmm. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And hi, my goose ganders. You're male, female. You're man, woman. You're allness. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. What about you?
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And what about you, Ruby?
Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Meow.
Thank you, Ruby. Ellen Ruby.